This past September, representatives for United Steelworkers Local 9548 attended Tenaris Canada's inauguration event in Sault Ste. Marie for the $150 million centralization of its seamless and electric resistance welded, ERW, pipe manufacturing operations under one roof. But when it came time to take publicity photos, however, the steelworkers wanted no part of it. United Steelworkers Local 9548 President Alexander, who represents approximately 500 workers in the Sioux-based tube mill, says the completion of the ERW pipe manufacturing line has been stalled for months and isn't expected to be fully operational and selling pipe to customers until the middle of next year. Ricardo Prosperi, president of Tenaris's Canadian operations, testified to the Canadian International Trade Tribunal during an inquiry last year. He was confident that Tenaris Canada was going to be able to start producing ERW pipe with the new production line at the end of March 2022. "We're not there to be part of their propaganda, because we know the line isn't running," Alexander told Sue Today during a recent interview. A media tour of the ERW line preceded the September inauguration. Alexander claims the pipe used in Tenaris's demonstration of the line wasn't being pushed through a fully operational system. "It didn't naturally load itself through a working system. They had to bring pipe and put it on the beds and walk it down because nothing's wired," said Alexander. "It was a complete farce, if you ask me. A complete farce what they did there. That's why we wouldn't take pictures. That's why we refused to have any part of it. We went and listened to the CEO, and then we left. We didn't stay for lunch, we didn't stay for drinks, nothing," he continued. "We just wanted to hear what they were saying, hear the bullshit, and then we left." According to Tenaris Institutional Relations Director David McCatty, the ERW line is operating and in the ramp-up phase following some further delays that were out of our control. "These delays included the difficulty our contractors had with labor supply due to the high level of construction in the Sioux," he said. "Everyone was doing the best that they could considering the challenges faced in Canada generally and Sault Ste. Marie specifically." Tenaris Algoma Tubes employs more than 600 people in Sault Ste. Marie.